Hello, and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today, we talk about a big problem in higher education, and I hope you're ready for some unpleasant answers.
Several disciplines have been weighing down the university for many years.
Academic departments are death to a university.
Exactly. But fortunately, there's a lot of talk about football and how cool football is in today's sketch.
But remember this. Each of these episodes has an underlying question that serves as a premise to the entire episode. So, write down your sense of that question and mail it in. If you're correct, you could win a valuable prize. And hello, listener. Roger Basement here, continuing to air it out, so to speak, from the old home basement, as the contractors have yet to show up to repair my earphones down at the station. Hope you can hear me all right. This thing working?
Oh, we can hear you, Roger. Never better.
So, folks, we've dragged WW Wrong Way Bounce down here to the basement to have him bring us up to speed on next Sunday's Lower Heights Community College's big auction.
Well, like I was telling you earlier, the college has decided to do a little spring cleaning. Gonna unload some stuff we no longer need.
Lots of goodies on the block for those folks looking for a bargain. Old desks, books, computers, that kind of thing, I'm guessing?
Well, actually, we're putting a couple of our programs up for bid.
Programs?
Kind of don't have a choice, you know, what with everything getting so darn expensive. For example, the cost of fuel alone, just for the chartered planes and the buses, is up more than $22,000 from last season alone.
Season?
And cheerleading liability insurance premiums are up over 25% from a year ago. And that doesn't even include the horses. And the offensive line coach's salary increase alone was over 30% this year. And we're still paying under $600,000 annually for each of the tight end coaches, which is well under what others in our division are paying. And it just goes on and on and on. And get this, it's actually cheaper now to rent a concussion protocol tent than to own one. I mean, that's where we are.
So, what are folks going to find on the academic auction block come Sunday?
Well, first we're offering up the whole Modern Languages and Literature department at what probably is a record low opening bid, and history, and political science, art, music except for the marching band, and someone's going to get a steal on our fiscal integrity studies program.
So you're selling some academic programs so you can field
a team that missed the playoffs by only a couple of fourth quarter fumbles early in the season?
Well, you did give up an average of 55 points a game, if I recall.
We're not doing this lightly, Roger. If you or anyone can figure out how to save money in these times, why again, just for example, ever since the coaches decided they couldn't fly coach anymore since they've been eating at the training table, they've insisted on flying first class with the trustees. Well, that was another $45,000 just for the last two road games. And between the new and expanded RV alumni-only parking lot, the weekly setting up and tearing down of the pre- and post-game TV control centers, hiring 11 full-time replay analysts and 9 makeup and set design interns, removing the state-of-the-art, later discovered to be toxic, artificial turf surfaces from all 9 practice fields, well, Roger, it adds up.
Right. What choice do you have? And the auction again start?
At noon Sunday, Roger. And oh yeah, we'll be auctioning off 100 dozen cases of expired plastic mouth guards and a few hundred CDs of holiday sing-along favorites from the Lower Heights Gridiron String Ensemble featuring drums, recorded back in the 80s. Many of the musicians may still be alive.
A final question. What about the faculty from these programs?
Well, we can't include them, obviously. But you know, they could always turn out for spring ball. We're always looking for fresh talent.
Kevin, was anyone smart enough to send in a question?
Yes. Morency Stein of Belmopan, Belize asks, should I have college of my own?
The answer is yes, but that's still incorrect.
It's still
no valuable prize.
But we would like to thank our cast and our writer.
Tony Flynn, Scott Herrick, and the writer, Scott Herrick.
Also, special thanks to the country of Finland's steampunk bachelor of the year, Brian Lindsay.